We are back.
All right.
So, we're going to learn how to build a business today?
Oh, sounds good.
So, partnerships, that complicates things a little bit. But upside is we have a good friend that will walk us through the process for free. We just got to figure out days off together.
Right.
Go over to his office. And he'll walk us through filing, submitting, and doing all the paperwork that we need to do, either here or in Delaware, whichever one we want to do.
I thought we had decided Delaware was the way to go.
Delaware is the way to go, according to pretty much everybody.
That's what I'd heard. Before we even had to talk about this, I'd heard the same thing.
Yeah, it's like if you're going to have a business, that's where you want it at, right. Because business law is heard mostly in Delaware.
But do you have to actually go there to file it?
No.
Good.
You don't have to go there to file it, and if a lawsuit is filed against you, it has to be held in court in Delaware because that's where your business is based.
Right.
So, which means we probably have to have a lawyer that, if we ever got to that point, I don't think we're ever going to actually.
I doubt we're going to, yeah.
I mean, somebody might sue me because I hurt their fucking feelings or something, but, yeah. Other than that,
yeah,
but that was cool, but I did found out, you know, so we have to have the EIN number. Before we can actually start a joint business account.
I don't know what that is.
It's essentially the social security number for your business. So that's your tax employee stuff, right? So that's every business has an EIN number. And then based on that, if you start paying employees, they have to have the EIN number for their W-2s, all that good shit. It's in box like two of your W-2.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know now that you said it.
That's what it is.
I remember.
But yeah, so we got a guy that will walk us through that for free.
I think that's the way to go.
I already thanked him like 50 times. I was like, well, when I come over to your house, which is your office, I'll make sure I bring you some Guinness or a case of beer. He likes the bougie beer. He likes like going to Dig Pub.
I like going to Dig Pub too. I'm not opposed to it. It's not gonna be my everyday beer. You know what I'm saying? I think they do nitro milk stout over there. That's fantastic.
Dig's got a few of them that are really good. The thing with Dig Pub is it's a very niche market, and they're the only ones in the area.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I think they kind of hammer that out the ballpark. Downside is we have breweries. Everywhere.
Don't they do growlers though?
Yeah.
You can go in there with a growler and fill it up.
Yeah.
You can get beer to go.
You just have to be careful with what beer you're drinking because the alcohol content on those is a lot. It varies.
It varies. Yeah. But it's usually higher than what our normal run of the mill shit is. Speaking of beer to go, Abbott signed that into law.
I saw that. Yeah. Yes.
Texas now has alcohol to go. Which, I mean, we've always had, like, beer stores. I mean, you had alcohol to go. You just drive through. Liquor stores are not illegal. You couldn't sell alcohol. Wait a minute.
Oh, open container. No.
In Texas, you couldn't sell alcohol out of a window. So that's what killed a lot of the drive-through places, but that's why you have the barns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no window. You just drive through the barn, and they stock alcohol in your vehicle in the barn. But, to go alcohol, like from a restaurant or something like that, that's never been a thing. So that's kind of cool. So I'm looking forward to see how that works out. I'm also really looking forward to see how this non-licensed concealed carry shit goes.
That's the craziest shit. I can't believe that.
Oh, man.
What is that all about?
I mean, it's constitutional carry. I mean, they're essentially giving you back your Second Amendment, saying if you really want to carry, you can.
Because
in Texas, you could always open carry. Open carry is legal. I don't need a license to open carry a pistol. I had to have a license to conceal carry a pistol. Now I can conceal or open carry. That's all the law. That's really all that law did.
I didn't know Texas was open carry.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I thought that was just for cops.
Mm-mm. Nope. You can open carry a pistol in anything, any long gun, like a shotgun or a rifle. And then what was it, last year or the year before, they made it legal, like they removed all knife links. So
really?
The laws on the night, you can walk around with a damn samurai sword if you want to right now.
Damn.
I mean, if you want a Scottish Claiborne, you can do it. You might want to be over 6 foot tall because that's a really long sword. But you know, there's nothing stopping you anymore. We said it last week on the podcast, and I'll say it again on this week. If you're going to be an extremist and you go in one direction, there's going to be extremists that go in the opposite.
For sure.
You know, I mean, if the national government decides that they're going to start fucking stripping rights and Constitution, ripping it up, there's going to be states that are going to be like, you know what, we're going to just take that and really hammer that ball home. Arkansas being one of those states. They're like, you know what, all your shit, your Brady laws, your fully automatic weapon bans, all that shit out the window. Bye. Will it stand up in court? We had that conversation. I don't know, but here's what I will know, or here's what I do know. In Virginia, they have the red flag laws, whatever that is.
I don't even know what that is.
So, like, if your mom called the cops and said, hey, my son's suicidal, or he's been talking about going and shooting up a bunch of places, the cops can come over, confiscate all your weapons, place you under arrest, detain you for a small amount of time, but
at least to get checked out.
Yeah, to make sure that you're okay or you've lost your shit, right? Well, that just went through the Supreme Court today. Supreme Court sided with him that it was an illegal search and seizure in violation of his Fourth Amendment right.
Oh, my God.
And it really is, because that's always been the argument, right? It's like, you can pass this law at a state level or even a city level. It really doesn't matter. It's an unconstitutional law because it violates so many of my personal liberties. Like, you can't do that. But
at the same time, I don't want somebody that's suicidal or homicidal running around with
weapons. I get that. But this ain't the motherfucking Minority Report. Tom Cruise ain't running around here with his three little freaking...
I don't think we're far away from it.
Look, I mean, I get it. Report them. Investigate them. Track them. Keep an eyeball on them. If you see them walk out of the house with a gun, maybe you should tail them for a little bit. I'm not against that. I'm not. But you going up to them at their home because their next door neighbor thinks they're freaking crazy. I mean, how many crazy people have you lived next to in your life? Every freaking next door neighbor I had in the Marine Corps was absolutely fucking nuts. No, but on a serious note, growing up, the guy across the street was mentally handicapped.
Oh, wow.
Legitimately, medically, he was mentally handicapped. And his mom was extremely wealthy, so he got money out of a trust from her. But plus, he got paid disability from the state because he's borderline there.
See that Abbott just pulled out of that today?
Oh, out of the unemployment?
Unemployment.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was bound to happen too, though, man. I mean, you can't just sit there and keep paying people to not work and expect people to go back to work.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. I do understand the other side of that argument, too. Is if you were really paying people enough money to go to work, they'd be going to work.
Yep.
It's like, oh, if I'm going to just be poor and broke as fuck, I might as well just sit at the house and freaking smoke dope and play video games and
jerk
it.
I don't know what state it was from, but I just saw it on Twitter. Was McDonald's offering $18 an hour because they can't get anybody to come into work.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's how it works.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, the market.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, and that was...
Nobody's going to work for minimum wage. Nobody can afford to work for minimum wage.
Nobody, one, minimum wage is nothing more than the poverty line that's drawn in the sand between lower middle class and poor.
That's
if
beyond
working,
poor.
If you're working minimum wage at this day and age, you're poor. That's
you're
how you know you're poor.
Really poor.
That's how you know you're poor.
You're working and you're still homeless because you
the
can't
problem
afford
is,
anything.
Is nobody, this is
we're
where the argument,
getting there.
It's not even the argument. This is where the discussion always gets a stalemate with people, though. I'm like, look, if they say minimum wage is $15 an hour, that there now is the poverty line, period.
Yeah.
That's the poverty line, $15 an hour.
Yep.
If you leave the minimum wage where it is and people as a whole go, I ain't working a fucking job, bro.
Right.
Then people are going to have to start paying. What are you getting in the restaurant industry, in the service industry and restaurant industry right now?
$2.13 an hour.
And people are not coming to work.
Yep.
So guess what they're having to do? $18, $19 an hour. What do I got to do to get people to come up? Because you can't sell your fucking product unless you got people there to flip your fucking burgers.
The Dairy Queen, when the Dairy Queen up on 1431 opened, They were advertising $12 an hour. That sign has now changed to $15 an hour. Yeah, that's Dairy Queen.
And that, and it's like somebody did an article when all this became like a huge deal where they were back in the Obama era when they really first started pushing for $15 an hour. McDonald's in the Hamptons. They pay $25 an hour and bus you in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And will drive you into the Hamptons. Mainly because they want to make sure you leave the fucking Hamptons when you get off work. But, no, they will shuttle their employees into the McDonald's in the Hamptons, pay them $23, $25 an hour. I have no idea what this is now. This was like 2012.
Right.
Jesus.
Right.
Like, the article was like, yeah, so saying that McDonald's won't pay you a living wage is
depends
asinine.
On where you are.
And that's true. But here's the other thing that I will argue with people on, and I have here in the recent past, because somebody keeps, hey, you need to make this go viral because, you know, In-N-Out is still only charging, you know, however much they charge for their burgers, and they got a sign advertising $15, $17 an hour. So they'll pay, and it doesn't skyrocket the prices. First off, hold the fuck on. One, I will rebut against that and say, look up Australia's prices. And the reason I say Australia in general is because a lot of their shit is very open. It's easy to find on the internet. And you'll find that a hamburger, just take McDonald's, a Big Mac is $4.30 here, just the sandwich. Over there, it's almost $7. It's like $6.80. Here's the other thing to keep in mind, too. Our dollar is worth 75 cents in comparison to their $1.
Right.
Yeah.
So their dollar is worth more than ours, and it costs more to get that burger. And guess what the national minimum wage in Australia is?
I have no clue.
$20 an
hour. Oh, my
Jesus.
God.
$20 an hour is the national minimum wage in Australia. Now, that was the national minimum wage in Australia in 2004.
Jesus.
When I was there. I have no idea if it's changed since then.
Probably.
But I will tell you this. Go buy a hoodie in Australia. A hoodie will cost you every bit of $160 U.S. all day, every day.
Damn.
So what I'm getting at is don't go buying into all the craziness that's going on right now where people are willing to pay more to get you to come to work because they need people to go flip burgers. But here's the other thing. Don't think that $600 stipend isn't going to last for fucking ever the federal government.
And then one day you're going to do your taxes and they're going to be going, I want it back.
Yeah, I want it right back. Yeah. Oh, what's the point then? Yeah.
They did it. What year was that they did that stimulus? It was under Obama, I want to say.
I think so.
It was either Obama or freaking Junior. But they did a stimulus and they turned around and they were like, we not only want it back, we want some interest on that shit. And I'm like, motherfucker, I didn't ask you for a loan.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't ask for this. You forced it upon me, and now you want me to pay you back with interest?
And here's the other thing at the end of the day. Fuck your loan. I'm the one loaning you money. You're stealing money from me yearly. Fuck
That's a fact.
You.
Yeah.
Fuck you. And then you got all these freaking
and
politicians
if you look
right now
at
there.
That, what that first, the first stimulus package, that bailed out like Boeing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we'd have gotten the true amount of that,
Christ almighty,
that'd be damn near life-changing money.
It could have been.
I mean, that's what bought out Boeing. It bailed out. There's a bunch of corporations that got bailed out on that bullshit.
So you remember when we were talking about I think it was me and you. It could have been. I might have been at the fucking bar talking to somebody about it. But essentially, really what it would boil down to was we were talking about the government contractors like Boeing, Marquis.
Lockheed Martin.
Like, all those guys, right? So these are huge. Bell's another one.
Oh, yeah.
So these are huge plane manufacturers.
General Dynamics. Yeah.
Honeywell.
Honeywell.
Yep. So they make all of our circuit boards and shit, right? So, but you take the F-35 Strike Fighter.
Right.
Complete, utter garbage of a plane.
Oh, of course.
In the beginning. I don't know. I'm not a pilot, but I will say I've heard some really good things of where it's at now. But when it first came out, it was a complete failure.
It's that fucking Osprey, too.
Oh, the Osprey.
What in the fuck is that?
That's useless.
What is the point? That is fucking worthless.
Unless we go to war with Canada, there's no point in having
congratulations.
There's no point in
it. It is just ridiculous. It's just a waste of money.
Yeah. There's no guns on it. I mean, it is literally a waste of money. It's a transport plane.
They wanted a vertical takeoff plane. That's all they wanted.
It can haul 40. It can haul 35 loaded Marines.
It's fucking worthless, dude.
So if you have your battle, if you got your freaking,
but it can't shoot at anything.
The Marines on board can.
Yeah, it's worthless.
I mean, we're accurate, but
it's the dumbest. It's the hell you want me to do against an aircraft?
Yeah, if something in the air is shooting at you, you can't expect.
Oh, you're fucked.
Yeah, you're done.
Unless you go and you strap a couple Marines to the wings. Hey, give us a saw or a 50 cal. We'll take care of business. Don't worry about it. Never underestimate a fucking Marine and an E-tool. I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. That Osprey, that is the biggest waste of money I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
Yeah. You know as well as I do, being military, and anybody that listens to us that's ever been military, that's ever had to deal with a budget, that's ever had to, you know, replace or fix or do anything, it's the United States government doesn't care.
Nope.
No.
They don't care about money. And Lockheed Martin and all those big freaking plane manufacturers, they're in bed with them. Those freaking lobbyists ain't never left. Because the second they walk out of D.C., all those freaking companies go into the ground and never exist ever again. But as long as they keep paying and they keep lining pockets, every time one of those contracts come up, hey, we want an F-35 strike fighter that's, you know, pretty much stealth. We could build that. $4 trillion.
Yep. A pop.
Yeah, they're like, well, you know, we'll give you, how about $400 million to get you started? And the first plane you show up with, I made better ones with cardboard and construction paper in third grade. Hey, what in the hell is that?
I didn't know Lynn had a dog.
Yeah. Yeah, man, he's got a nice little bulldog. He used to rescue bulldogs.
Oh.
So, yeah, Lynn.
He just got back to work.
Oh, man. From that heart attack?
Yeah.
No, that blows. Friend of mine, he just lost his father-in-law with a heart attack.
Lynn's was bad. Like, it was the Widowmaker.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure he got real fucking lucky.
Oh, Steve Moore, he got his hole in his heart fixed.
I didn't know he had one.
Yeah, man. Had a hole in his heart.
He had problems.
Jesus.
One of the last times we were out. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Dude, 2021 is turning out to be worse than 2020
so far.
Fucking
yes.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, dude. Hey, I got a lot of shit going on at work. Like, Amber comes and she starts whining to me about the things that she's doing at work, and I'm just like, really? I mean, I'm not getting into this comparison game.
Did we talk about the pipeline?
Oh, no, the one that got hacked?
Yeah.
The one that has now been proven that the pipeline owner actually paid the hackers $5 million.
Paid him.
Yeah,
paid millions.
$5 million. And I want to say he used crypto.
I think it's probably the only way you could get away with it.
I want to say they paid him crypto, which also now turns around to tell you, does our government know if you have crypto? Yes, they do. And yes, they're tracking your shit.
I want to say it was on my TurboTax. There was at least a question about it.
Yeah.
They ask if you have crypto, but I mean, technically the whole purpose behind having crypto is to say go
unregulated.
Fuck off.
Yeah, it's unregulated.
It's my money and you can't touch it. But, yo,
I mean, how does that happen? How is that not a closed system?
It is a closed system.
It has to be,
yeah,
right?
You opened it somehow. But I will
so
say
someone that had to fuck up within that pipeline to make that, to allow that to happen.
So I'm not a network admin.
Dude, that's got to be. There's no goddamn way.
Here's what I'll tell you. Though seriously, I work in the oil field. I'm not a network admin. I'm not. But the guy that ran our network for a very long time, before NOV actually, you know, really took over everything. So whenever he was still part of the smaller company, dude, our shit was. I mean, it's all remote. There was, I'm not going to discuss the intricacies of it because I don't want to violate, you know,
any agreements or any of that.
But here's what I'll say, man. I mean,
dude, a company your size, you've got to be in cloud at this point.
Are you global?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been global.
So, yeah, but, same with ours.
But I'm just sitting here going, you know, I know enough about how our network then worked and how it all functioned and what was in place. You could hack it, but you wasn't going to get in easy.
Yeah. Oh, fuck no.
Not easy at all. And if and honestly, I mean, if you're on a pipeline, that's easy enough to do closed loop. Like, there is no outside interaction. You can easily, well, I say you can easily do it. I mean, there's going to be VPNs and a few other things, but, I mean, it would all be cell towers, and you probably run either that or satellites or something like that.
It's going to take a lot of work.
Oh, it's a lot of work.
But it's still the same thing with that same pipeline, though.
You know how
much come on.
You know how much money that pipeline makes in a day? They could afford to run an Ethernet pipeline right now.
But what was the end goal other than to just disrupt shit?
Disrupt shit. That's the only goal.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
Like, get paid?
The dude that hacked it gets $5 million.
Right.
Yeah.
And Biden and his administration, of course, you know, Russia did it. that was seriously the first fucking report you got back. He was like, the Russians interfered in our pipeline. I was like, why does everything in your fucking world come back to a fucking Russian somewhere?
I'd be way more concerned about China.
I'm not worried about either fucking one of them.
This is all going to come to a head whoever gets quantum computing.
Well,
all that shit changes.
If you get quantum, then, I mean, Bitcoin goes out the window. There's no such
everything
thing
goes
as
out
mining
the window.
Anything.
Yeah, everything goes out the window.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't necessarily go out the window. It just changes things.
Well, it's going to radically change in a very, very rapid
things.
Manner.
Just changes things. Because, I mean, you thought Y2K was a bad idea.
Dude, that was IT's worst nightmare because all these people built the code.
Two.
Cobalt? What are you talking about?
How do we get to 19 to 20? That's too complicated.
Everybody built the code like the world was going to be ended by then. It was like, oh, God, panic.
Come on, bro.
It was stupid.
We didn't grow up in a cave. Even the people in the caves didn't. They weren't even going, the world's going to end, man. They're like, I might get eaten by a saber-toothed tiger, but, you know, the world ain't going to fucking end. I might die. Although those,
how do we get our own business, EIN, then?
I don't know. That all comes when we
they sign paperwork and all
get
that.
Get our
kind of
LLC, man. Once we get our LLC, we'll have an EIN number and all that whole nine.
Oh, I'm gonna guess like $500.
I think it's gonna cost us about $550 total, but that gives us all the websites and everything.
Right.
And then
we're covered.
From there, we start getting intro music, and then we get some marketing. Get some people to help us out on marketing. Get the name out there.
Right.
We need to start coming up with like koozies and working something out with either Yeti or Arctic or whoever. Drinks with Wink, man.
Start with koozies, man.
Well, we start with koozies and then you build up badass motherfucking coolers and that's the thing is like that's what I'm saying is like
still thinking minimum wage cast.
You sign something with Yeti or Arctic and it's just like, you know. You put my design on your cooler, and then you sell your cooler. So I'm not trying to get into the fucking the cooler industry.
Right.
I'm not trying to compete with you.
We're looking for a licensing agreement.
Exactly. Well, we just got to get big enough. Have people buying our sweatshirts and Dickie shirts and get out there and get to working.
He bought fake business.
He bought fake boobs. Oh, no, Steve Moore bought fake boobs. Love you, Steve.
Did he?
No, I'm sure he has. I'm sure he's bought a set or two in his time.
If I'm not mistaken.
You ever run across Marmalade asking about the monkey?
If I'm not mistaken, it's Chandler's birthday.
Yeah.
Whoa. No.
Yeah.
We should have known about this way before now.
I saw it today.
My phone blipped.
She Facebooked it.
No, my phone
why
blipped.
Why
does
this never come up on mine?
Because
it used to.
You didn't set your shit upright.
Because nobody cares if it's Chandler's birthday.
Did you go over to the
crawfish?
Yeah.
Both days or just one?
Both days.
Oh, jeez.
Went over there, had crab both days. Because I don't eat crawfish.
I don't eat crawfish either. What'd you have?
Crab.
Oh, no. I would have gone for some crab.
Well, go buy some crab and come the fuck over next time.
I can do that. It's right next to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where I got it from. Maybe to get y'all Snow Crab or the Dungeons.
Oh, yum. Either one, yum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like Snow Crabs a little bit easier than Dungeons. Dungeons got a thick shell on it. You got to beat that motherfucker a little bit.
Yeah. But Dungeons is really good, though.
Dungeons is good. I prefer Snow Crab. I mean, honestly, if we talk about the things that I prefer, is Australian King Crab, but $44 a
king
pound.
King Crab is the way to go, clearly, but
$44.
What did we have in Washington?
Oh, that was Dungeons.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Dungeons is good, man. I mean,
But we caught it that day. No, we legit caught it.
Put the traps out.
Put the traps out.
Pick the traps up.
Pull the traps back up. That fucking, his name was Focker.
Mm-hmm. His name was Focker.
He named him.
He fucking caught me. I got clipped, and I ate that fucker.
As in hanging off his finger.
Oh, yeah.
Clipped.
There's a picture somewhere of me, this fucking crab hanging off my fucking finger, and me screaming like a bloody girl.
A bloody girl or just a little girl? Just a little girl?
My God. I ate that fucker, though. Fuck you, Focker. I win.
And he was very good.
Oh, he was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I call
That was so much
crab.
Damn fun.
You go out on the boat.
Crabbing is so goddamn fun. Oh, my God. It was
one of
the best.
When you're not doing it
for
commercial use.
No, I mean, dude, we're looking for dinner.
Yeah.
That's what we were doing.
Dude, that's kind of like going and doing the conks down in the freaking Caribbean.
I've never been to the Caribbean. Want to go something fierce.
Dude, I mean, it's definitely worth the trip. And going and getting a conk and somebody just being like...
Ceviche
right
here.
You
eat that?
Oh, yeah. Ceviche like a mofo right here.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
So good.
Remember, I would try that in a heartbeat.
So good.
They were
good.
Pulling whatever the shellfish.
The mussels. Yeah. I'm not eating that bullshit.
We tried the oysters there.
I did try an oyster. That's right. The only time I've tried an oyster, and I'll never try it again.
I was about to say an oyster is a mussel is a generic oyster.
Yes.
Yes.
It's the same shit, dude. I'm not eating any of that bullshit.
Did not try the mussel. Try the oyster.
We tried the oyster, and that was enough for me to say, well, I'm kind of done with that.
Yeah,
now.
That was kind of slimy. And
see, that's what happened
gross.
With me with crawfish.
Crawfish right. Pain in the ass, by the way. What are we talking about? Are you kidding me?
What got me with crawfish was the fact that
fuck are we doing here?
I ate myself out of them.
Oh.
I ate so many of them in one sitting one time, and I'm just like, I just haven't gotten over it. I don't know how to explain it to people, because people are like, you're from Arkansas, man.
Look,
you should lie.
I get crab, where crab takes some effort, but goddamn, that shit is goddamn good.
It's good, and it's not that hard.
Yeah. This crawfish shit, I'm like, it's not even that good.
You take a snow crab,
what are
you
we doing?
Crack, crack, and you
that's
have
it.
A piece of meat.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
With a crawfish,
you go dig, 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 dig for a booger.
Pull shit line out of it. Got to get the shit line
out.
Yeah,
for a booger.
Yeah.
I don't do that 10,000 times to get full. I'm not doing that shit. Don't waste my time with that bullshit.
You're going to spend more calories trying to.
They want me to do a crawfish bowl this coming weekend. For Kismet's birthday.
Oh, geez.
For who?
Kismet. Josh's wife. So it's her birthday coming up this weekend. They want me to do a crawfish bowl for her 30th birthday.
Oh, God, young.
I'm sitting there going,
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had
this
no...
weekend. Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, it's the tail end of the season. You're
well,
starting
the weekend.
To roll out
yeah. Well, we still sell them. We're still selling them.
Yeah. And people will. But all I'm getting at is. I'm like, why do you want me to do the crawfish bowl?
Yeah.
I don't even eat crawfish.
Right.
I mean, I'll do it. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I know how I can put the boil together. I mean, it's not hard.
We have the technology.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, it's not even about the technology. I mean, I know how to boil crawfish. I know what ingredients goes into the boil. But at the end of the day, I'm like,
is there something besides Old Bay?
I don't even use Old Bay.
I thought it was Old Bay.
Some people do use Old Bay. Don't get me wrong. I don't. I'm not one of those. I'll use Swamp Fire and some cayenne.
But then you got to clean up the shit show.
What do you mean clean up the shit show? Well, yeah, you got to have a big ass trash can.
Yeah, it's a
trash
fucking
bags.
Mess, dude.
It is.
What a waste of goddamn energy.
But that's what I was trying to tell her. I was like, you know, everybody.
Such a waste of time.
It's roughly about 5 pounds of crawfish per person. I'm because like, there's because
and that 5 pounds takes you an hour for fuck's sakes. I mean, come on.
It's not even that. But all I'm getting at is like, okay, so it's 5 pounds of crawfish. So you mean that means you get a pound of meat?
Yeah.
Because after the shells and the freaking claws and all,
even that much, I'd be willing to say half pound. It's a waste of time completely.
That's really one of my biggest problems with doing crawfish.
There's just way better seafood you could make.
I agree completely.
Not cheaper, though.
No, not cheaper, but...
Well, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
You're not getting 30 pounds of freaking...
Crab
for 80 bucks, 60 bucks. I don't even know how much crawfish are this year.
I have no clue. I've never even asked. I should ask. I'll ask tomorrow.
I mean,
they come in 30-pound bags?
30-pound
bags? I think they're 30 pounds, right?
It's all 30-pound bags.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Glad we live in apartments. I'll ask Travis tomorrow. We don't have to worry about that. We can't have a crawfish boil.
Oh, for sure. All we need is a propane tank and a boiler. I mean, it's like going right out in the front yard.
You need the jet burner.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have a jet burner. If you ain't got a jet burner, you're not going to boil that big-ass pot. That big-ass pot is never going to get to a rolling boil. It ain't ever going to happen.
There's no way in hell we're getting one of those because we live in an apartment and we
would
have nowhere to put it.
Did you steam the crab?
Oh, no, I boil them.
Boil them?
I put them in the boil with the crawfish.
Fuck off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All day, every day.
Really?
It's the same boil.
I would fucking love that.
It's the same boil. They come out just as spicy as got.
Oh, that would be
so
good.
Good.
Let me see what I can work. I'm about to get a new manager, by the way.
Okay.
Which really fucking sucks.
Why don't you become the manager?
Oh, fucking that. I have zero interest in this soul-sucking place. It will suck the soul out of you.
So you're still smiling?
Oh, it's just—it's disgusting.
So you're like that guy from the IKEA TikToks?
Yes, 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 yes.
Give me their number. I'll call them.
I'll call them for you.
You think I want five of you walking around?
I want five of you walking around this mother? Hell no! I hate this place. Oh my God, it will suck the soul out of you.
It's because of
these
the
people.
It has to be the people.
It's the people. These people are fucking animals. Dude, they're animals. You don't understand.
The customers are evil.
They are just
animals. That's what I'm saying.
Animals.
It's got to be the customers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be those fucking twat knots that were walking in the freaking HEB with their fucking masks on, all hoity-toity.
I got to be really careful here.
I know. We'll switch subject.
It's Little India. In this point is what I'm saying. Ugh. Just disgusting people is all I'm saying. Grotesque. These people are goddamn animals. I'm telling you that right now.
I really wish I'd just pick up your fucking brisket game. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Pick up
what
the
do you think you're looking for?
Pick up the brisket game.
Well, you can about order to have ahead. A new manager, so we'll see what happens. Yeah. I don't get any.
So does he change how you know, like how y'all cut meat? Like is
no,
he in charge of?
There's no
that?
Such thing as changing how you cut meat. We don't butcher; we cut, right?
Yeah.
So we can only trim up. Essentially, that's what that cutting meat is trimming.
Right.
You're cutting the fat off shit, silver skin, shit like that.
Yeah. Horrible job.
Whatever comes to us, we can only deal with whatever comes to us. So what you're complaining about is what the people that actually butcher it down in San Antonio, that's a them problem, not a us problem. We can only deal with what we get.
Right.
Right. Tri-tips are a perfect example of that.
Cut all wrong.
You can get tri-tips that are beautiful.
They're cut completely wrong, and they are not trimmed up right at all. There shouldn't be a fat cap on it. First off,
a tri-tip does not have a fat cap, not the way that I've been taught.
No, they don't, and they shouldn't.
That is called a picanha. In the business, it's called a culette, but whatever. That's a Brazilian tri-tip, right? Uh-huh. So, like, there's a bunch of non-English-speaking people that want a pecania roast.
I know.
So they want the fat cap. I don't know why. I'm assuming just to keep it moist. I don't know.
There's a layer of silver skin that runs right between that fat cap and the top of it. Yep. So you wouldn't want that. You wouldn't want that at all.
Good luck.
That sounds horrible.
You still can't cut through that fucking silver skin.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
You don't want that. You cut the fucking fat cap off and get the silver skin the shit out of there so I'm not chewing on this fucking meat 30 minutes later.
At least when I'm at the store, you never have a fat cap on a tri-tip. That's what's cut off. There is no fat cap on a tri-tip.
And should be. And I've picked up many tri-tip labeled on your label tri-tip with a fat cap on them.
I
come home and I have to cut all that shit the fuck off.
That is not how it's done when I'm there. I can promise you that because I will call that shit out. I have called out. So we do a dish called beef and noodles. So what we do is we take an eye around, throw that in a crock pot.
Oh yeah,
bunch of shit.
Do it with a flat one time.
A what?
Do it with a flat. Flat off a brisket.
Because
y'all do that. Y'all do that.
We do flats. Yeah, we do flats.
Take one of those flats and do that beef and noodles with it. Dude, it's a game changer.
I don't know about that.
It really is, bro.
I'll give it a shot.
It's a game changer. Just do it one time.
I'll give it a shot because I got to be careful. I'm not going to say too much, but whatever. Never mind.
Give it a shot, man.
But
I'm telling you.
I called out my lead because an eye around is pretty damn lean. There's really no fat on an eye around. He's got a whole cap on this eye around. I'm like, bro, I'm not wrapping that. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, that's just no one's buying that. Did you see all that fat? That's going to be prominently displayed after I wrap it. I'm not buying that. There's no goddamn way I'm buying that.
That's what kills me about HEB when I go over there and get briskets.
Oh, dude.
They'll have fucking 62 pounds of fucking fat on that bitch. And they're like, it's a 14. Yeah, when I get done trimming it, it's like 5.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not paying you for a 14-pound brisket that I'm going to get 5 pounds of meat out of.
Buy the decal fat removed. We sell those.
You do, but that's also kind of ridiculous. Because
there was a massive increase this past week on briskets, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
And Steve's wanting me to smoke 2 of them this weekend.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Wait for Memorial Day weekend.
He wants me to do 2 because he's going to Florida. And he wants to take one to Florida with him.
Really?
For his friends out there.
Ooh.
Because they're like, you cannot get good barbecue in Florida.
In Florida, there's no such thing as barbecue in Florida. What are you fucking retarded?
So he's like, bring me barbecue. So he wants me to smoke a brisket. And he's like, I'll go pick up ribs from Style Switch or something. They're cheap enough. I was like, are you fucking serious? Because
there's no brisket. You want to make $1 billion? Go do brisket in fucking
Florida,
Phoenix.
Oh God,
dude, there's no brisket in Phoenix, bro.
There is no barbecue.
There's nothing. And if you think you're going to a place, it's like the
liquid smoke.
Liquid smoke. Thank you, liquid smoke. I'm like, that is so gross.
Oh, they had the really pretty smokers out behind
just
it.
Just gross.
They were not allowed to use for air quality, so they flavored all their crap with liquid smoke.
It was just
disgusting. It was so bad.
Well, if the state is throttling you, then that's...
I don't know what the fuck
you want me to do about it.
Right after we moved from there, Rudy's opened a place out there.
Yeah, they got a Rudy's.
Rudy's would have to be like the top of the line place at that point.
For sure.
And Rudy's is not bad barbecue.
Fuck no. I love Rudy.
I
love me some Rudy's breakfast tacos.
Oh.
Rudy's, shout out.
I love their breakfast brisket tacos.
Oh, those are good.
Fantastic. Right. Just fantastic.
It's a chopped beef
brisket. It's fantastic. Taco. It's fucking fantastic.
Everybody wonders why Texans are fat.
It's called Rudy's bread.
Yeah, and when we get out of Texas and we don't have that, we get really skinny, and then we get really pissed off, and that's why we're so moody. If you're wondering why we're moody when we get to other places, because you don't have good food.
Yeah.
Your food's shit, and we're hungry, and you keep offering us garbage to eat.
Dude, you need to hit me up when you're in the store. Come to the store when I'm in the store. I'll hook you up with whatever brisket you want, bro.
Dude, I was just there.
I'm not.
I asked you if you wanted me to cook you a rack of ribs, and you're like,
I don't know. I have food for the next 2 days. I have a La Bamba.
He's like, you already ruined me on goddamn brisket.
I will eat your fucking brisket every goddamn. That's why I'm like, dude, come talk to me about briskets. I'll fucking hook you up. Whatever you want.
He's like, you already ruined me on brisket. I'm not going to eat your fucking ribs. I did offer Carrie.
I learned something.
A whole rack of ribs. It's $8. $10.
I learned something. So we do sell Wagyu beef.
Yes, you do.
What is Wagyu beef?
Well, Wagyu, Nix, I don't need to hear you on the podcast, sweetie. So what, Wagyu is it's a breed of beef. It's a breed of cow that is specific to Japan. But
That's Kobe beef.
Wagyu
Kobe beef
in Australia
is,
and also in Texas. Texas has a Wagyu beef.
We do. We sell Texas fed. Wagyu beef.
Yeah. But it's a breed of cow.
Kobe beef is what's from Japan, which is impossible to get. Wagyu is a separate, it's supposed to be our American version of Kobe beef. It's not graded. So we have, at my store, we sell three types of beef. Select, choice, and prime. Because those are graded beef.
Right.
Wagyu is not graded.
How the fuck do y'all have, because I mean in Australia it's graded.
It's not in the United
States. So you have like Wagyu A5. You got like Wagyu A5,
nope,
Wagyu
there's no,
A4.
Just like that. The A whatevers.
Yeah.
There's none of that in Wagyu. Not in this state anyway.
Yeah, well, that's cheap.
I did not know that. So I learned that just past week. Wagyu is not graded.
So you just take it as it's a Wagyu cow.
Yep.
And it's got to be the best beef ever.
No. Yep.
That's garbage.
I learned that just this past, at least at HEB.
It's not how that works.
I'm telling you, it's not graded.
So what's
So this dude starts hitting me up the other day. He's like, so is this an A5 or is this an A4? I'm like, what in the fuck are you talking about? So I go get my cutter. And he's like, yeah, we don't grade our Wagyu. Prime, choice, select. Wagyu's not graded. So there is no A1, A2, A3, A4,
A5. So you just get the prime and be done with it.
Yes. 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 You know how much that Wagyu costs, dude?
$100.
It's obscene.
It's $100.
It is so obscene.
I've already smoked two of them.
Jesus.
They're $100 pop.
Oh, at least.
Yeah. But
And you're only getting packer style. You're not getting any of that trimmed.
No.
None of that's going to be trimmed.
But I already know how to trim it. So, I
of
mean,
course.
That's not a big deal. But the problem is
that's 40 pounds of shit that you're cutting off the goddamn thing.
Yeah, because y'all don't trim that motherfucker where the
goddamn. We don't. We don't trim that. No. No. Because they come in vacuum packs so that they last longer, right?
Yeah.
Because not everyone's willing to buy
it. Well, it weighs 60 fucking pounds. So, here you go. Well, once I trim it,
it's
only
30. Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you got a Wagyus, lot of fat.
Most of the Wagyus that I've gotten from y'all, like I said, I've only gotten two. But I see y'all's Wagyus. I look at them. They're usually around 14 to 20 pounds. Somewhere around in there. Very rarely they really get over 16, 17 pounds. But that's $100.
Oh, for sure.
And then when I get it home, I'm gonna trim at least 4 pounds off of it.
At least.
Bare minimum, 4 pounds.
At least. Yeah.
So, I mean, and it's still $100. I've had one that was
phenomenal. We're at least not saying what location I work at.
I had one that was phenomenal, and I had one that wasn't all that good. And it was on the meat. Like, one of them, dude, it hit the stall. It sat there for like 8 hours. Just that fat just rendering. It was so good. Came out phenomenal. And then I had another one that just, it blew straight through fucking everything.
No shit.
And it came out and I was like, I mean, The flavor was right, but it was just drier than what I expected it to be. I wasn't happy with it.
I didn't realize that they didn't grade it. It's not graded. So, like you said, go with the prime and be happy.
You know what you're getting.
Right? Just go with the prime. You know what you're getting there. Yeah. For sure.
Fresh out of a jam. But I'm probably going to end up smoking two more this weekend.
What are you looking for? Come find me. Of course I'm working.
I'll just come over and grab a couple of freaking Packers and just be done with it.
Oh,
I mean, I can get the deckle removed ones, but I'm not paying you the same thing for a deckle removed.
I hate to see the price of that. So they've already cut that shit off mostly for you, right?
Yeah.
So that's the only benefit of doing that.
You do the ones with the deckle removed, you save me time. You charge me the same amount of money. That's really what it is. I can get a 16-pound Packer, come home and trim it for, you know, $50. Or I can get 16-pound, well, actually, I'm sorry, a 13-pound.
Yeah, I was going to say a 12-pound deckle.
Deckle removed for the same price.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's saving you at least some time.
Difference is, do I have to come home and trim the brisket, or can I just come home and season it?
The trick is, when you see the points and the flats out there and then the chunks, yeah, that's from a blown vac pack.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Ew.
You got a vac pack comes in, it's blown. You're like, cut that fucker up, put it out there. Well, that's why it's only got like 3 days shelf life, because it got to go quick. Yep.
Get it and eat it.
Yep.
I mean, we got one in our refrigerator. Been there for a week. Probably not going to eat that at this point.
No.
Cook it well done. Just kill everything.
You'll
smell it if it's bad.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Can't smell anything over that fucking shrimp that's in there.
Self with the shrimp that's like a full week ago.
Oh, no, we cooked it and then it ate it. It's fine. But now it's back in the refrigerator. Oh, Jesus. It's like when I made seafood gumbo, like my whole house didn't stink that bad. It needs to go somewhere.
God damn, now I want crab.
I want crab claws. I want fried crab claws.
Oh, dude, you're in the wrong state for that, Boosh, Brett.
I know.
Yeah, you need to move your ass up to fucking Massachusetts or wherever the shit.
Oh, no. Maryland.
Maryland,
dude.
That is a southern thing. It is fried crab claws. You're only
going
to
find
them in
Annapolis is fanta. If anybody's been to Annapolis, I suggest you go. It's some of the best food you're ever going to eat in your goddamn life. It's fantastic and gorgeous.
I will say this, though. This is one thing I've learned from crawfish season this year. I'm old.
we were supposed to talk about this.
Standing around and eating, standing, my calves and my thighs, my ass, it hurts.
Time to go back to the gym.
I need to get back in the gym or stop eating.
Every night when I get home, I am just nothing but a bitch fest. Oh, my God, my knees, my ankles, my fucking right hip. Dude, I'm going to need my right hip replaced.
No, you just need fun gym. You need a fun gym.
I'm not doing a fucking gym. I'm not going to pay someplace to make me feel bad. No, I'm not doing it.
Well, then I'll put a gym in the garage and you can come over here.
Fine. You teach me how to do that, but I don't know how to do any of that shit.
Dude, we have a gym at the apartment complex. I walked in there once and I was like, I don't know how to use any of this shit except the treadmill.
It's a bunch of bullshit anyway.
Yeah.
And even the treadmill would be questionable.
It's good for you.
I'd be the one that would fly off the end of it and
do the, what is it? The oh, yeah. What's his name? He's the punch bowl guy.
Oh, Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, the Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah.
So you do the Kool-Aid guy through the freaking back of the room.
Oh, for sure.
You'd be the opposite Kool-Aid guy.
Except I wouldn't break the wall.
And you'd be extremely skinny.
And it would hurt really bad.
What's the date today?
Today is the 17th.
Of
May.
May. I'm off in July for a full week.
Me too.
Not me.
I'm giving you enough head notice that we could take some time off together and get some shit done.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It's like I've got an entire week off in July. I'm not saying you have to take an entire week off, but like we could plan a day to go get some shit done.
We can make that shit happen. In July, I mean, I'll have 4th of July off.
I do too, but that's a Sunday.
That's a four-day weekend for me.
That's a Sunday. 4th of July is a Sunday.
Four-day weekend?
If they don't give me a four-day weekend, I'm going to take a
four-day weekend. Nice.
I should have the Monday after the 4th of July off.
I don't work the 4th of July. I don't work Veterans Day. And I don't work the Marine Corps fucking birthday. Those are the holidays I don't work.
Coming quickly is Memorial Day. And I put off for Memorial Day, which is also a Sunday. Sunday, Monday.
We get Monday.
I don't give a flying motherfucker what you're on call for. Beer foul. Oh, my God. Jesus. What in the... At any point in time that we need a fucking GoPro, it's right goddamn now. Oh, my God.
Yeah, almost took out the drink.
Flailing. There's beer everywhere.
It's not everywhere.
Good luck cleaning that shit off. That's going to be sticky as fuck tomorrow.
No, it's not. It's the slats.
I'm glad you didn't lose the glass.
You just spray that shit through the freaking slats of the fucking floor and you're done. Nick's girl. You thirsty? You little alcoholic. You want some beer?
Dude, Guinness would have
just
been...
Just throw an ice cube over there. Yeah, there you go.
Guinness
there
would have
go.
Been
go
right
get
there
it.
Just sopping that up.
Go get it.
Nick really does not give a fuck about beer.
She's not into beer at all. She just avoided the entire thing. Dude, my dead chocolate lab would have licked that entire thing clean.
He used to knock bottles,
he would
glasses,
legit
cans.
Bro, knock it off on purpose so he could fucking drink that shit, bro.
Bro, I will tell you this. I had a yellow lab growing up. I would pit her against Wiley and freaking Jerry right now.
Whoa.
That bitch should pound a beer. Oh, she pounded beer real quick.
Guinness was all over that shit.
Maybe it's a lab thing.
It's got to be.
Nix, do you need me to go get you a German beer? Is that what it is?
Paulaner, go get her a Paulaner.
Are you a beer snob?
She's a beer snob, bruh.
You racist bitch.
Dude, Guinness would have drank
anything. Guinness, you wouldn't have... That beer that you grabbed? No. He'd have been like, nope.
Eating
all that bullshit, bro.
Bite the can, tip it over some more.
He would.
Yes. Yes.
He would.
That's
he would
awesome.
Literally pick
Guinness
the can up
way.
And leave
yes.
with it.
That's awesome.
There was
like,
no...
Avoid, like, no, you're not taking this from me. This is mine now.
Yeah. There was no training him to go fetch you a beer because it would not be there.
He would break. He'd just bite down on it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you got to teach him to have a soft mouth.
Oh, no. He wanted the beer. He didn't
care.
Oh,
I know. No, I'm tracking.
That fool would knock... We lost more glasses before we switched over to plasticware.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's the reason we switched to plasticware is because of Guinness.
Yeah.
All of our glasses are plastic.
And try to drink it with glass shards.
Yep.
I'm like,
didn't care.
Dude. Don't want to do the vet now. Come on, man.
We got to get Nyx all fixed up. She's still going through her problems.
Still? Yeah. I thought she was getting better.
I can't believe there's beer laying over there, and she's not like, blah, blah, blah. No, not having no part of it. No. That's weird.
I didn't raise a heathen. Hopefully my daughter's the same way.
That's weird.
Hey, we didn't raise a heathen. We got him as a heathen.
Yes, he was already a heathen when we got him. Christ. We turned him into normal.
Ish.
Nyx.
Come on. Try it.
She ain't even interested.
I know. She's like, what's the big deal? What are you looking at me for?
No.
I was like, that's your mess. It's like, am I getting blamed for your mess now?
No.
But we also had the chocolate lab that would eat an entire thing of paper towels.
Nyx will eat probably an entire thing of ice cubes. She's an awesome friggin' German. Like, very sweet dog. Cool as a fucking fame.
Same with Guinness. Loves the ice cubes.
Oh yeah, Guinness. I wonder what ice cubes.
If there
is
a
is that
there's
every
a,
dog?
If there's a vet out there, I want to know why dogs love ice cubes so much.
That's weird. But it's a universal thing. I've never met a dog that doesn't love ice cubes.
I don't know if it cools them off and they just... I don't know.
It's the cheapest dog treat ever.
Or they like the crunch?
Maybe.
Maybe it reminds them of bones?
I mean, hell, we got Guinness. He didn't even know what bones were or...
Guinness never had a bone.
What was that? What did we get? The pig's ear thing one time? And it took him like 3 months before he finally noticed the thing and was like, oh, I'm starting to know what treats are now.
Yeah. He was deprived as a
He was deprived as a puppy. He was spoiled as an adult.
That's also a true statement.
God, he was spoiled.
But that's all dogs. All dogs should be spoiled.
Oh, yeah. The poor lady that we boarded him with in Arizona, she was fantastic. Also okay. Trained dogs.
I'll so throw the damn thing for you.
Always came back better fetch. Behaved than when we dropped him off. One of the times we took off.
Oh, she was the one. They went for walks up in the mountains.
Yeah, and we had brought that big rawhide bone with him, and she tried to take the bottom part of it after he got to the nub where you're supposed to take it away so they don't choke. He fetched it out of the trash can like 4 times. She's like, I just let him eat it. And I'm like, yeah, we do.
Yes, that's all he could do.
Unless you physically remove it out of the room, he's going to finish it one way or another.
All right, so partnership, though, are we talking about a bank account then?
Well, I mean, there's a bank account. There's the partnership within the LLC.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, we have to have a joint account.
Yeah.
We'll have to have the LLC
account.
First.
Sure.
Then we can get the business account.
Oh, I think this is doable.
Yeah.
And then from there, we start working on all the rest of the things. The stuffs and things.
The stuffs and things. Things that's the title
the
of the show. The stuffs and the things.
And the things and the stuffs.
Yep. That's how it works.
So at that point, I mean, we start working through, you know, intro music, outro music.
We'll hit favor up on that one.
We'll get you know,
I'm down with
to Anchor.
I'm down with favor and Anchor, because dude, I've heard both on multiple different podcasts. I've heard Anchor and Favor. And I had never even heard of Favor until you brought it up to me
it's 2 weeks
ago.
It's Fiverr.
Fiverr, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Favor's a whole different thing.
Yeah, it's probably one of your girls.
It probably is.
Should be going to P10.
I was surprised that it actually showed up on my Twitter feed that a new thing was posted.
Oh.
What?
Like, what do you think that I'm not?
It showed up on my Twitter feed that Drinks with Winks was posted.
Get out of here.
Not even
didn't show up on mine. I follow.
I posted it at 9 o'clock this morning.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to have to go research that.
Well, I mean, we're the only ones listening to it, so. Actually, not. So before you leave, I want to take you upstairs and show you what our analytics look like these days.
Oh, hell yeah.
That shit's.
People actually listening?
Oh, no.
God, I hope
okay.
Not. There's no chance.
No.
There's no chance. We're doing this because of shits and giggles. That's what we do, shits and giggles.
But, if we can get some people to put us out there, we can find an audience. We can't.
I guarantee you that.
Oh, for sure.
Guarantee it.
I mean, we're not assholes.
No.
Even if we were, I guarantee you there's an audience for that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. I mean, all I'm saying is, we don't necessarily filter ourselves on our language.
I'm an asshole, but whatever.
But
that's okay.
We're not assholes.
No. Like,
you go do what you do, boo-boo. As long as what you do, boo-boo, don't affect what I do, boo-boo, then we good, boo-boo. That's kind of the thing. I really don't. I mean, I live in the United States, so I have that U.S. privilege. But
man, you got me jazzed something fierce once you found somebody that can help us out. Yeah. And I'm like, let's go hard with this.
Hard in the paint?
Let's go hard in the paint with this. I'm down with it.
Hey, if we're going to go hard in the paint, we got to go MJ and not LeBron.
Oh, 100% we're going MJ, bitch. Get the fuck out of here.
LeBron going to cramp halfway through.
I don't give a fuck, LeBron. Jesus Christ, you whiny bitch.
That guy.
Fuck that
Hey,
dude.
Did you see how Sam Houston State won? They won the national championship for spring ball, I believe.
What?
Yeah. That was Sunday.
It's just now spring ball. Yeah. What?
Sam Houston State won their whole fucking, they won it. They beat South Dakota? The Rabbits? Or the Hares? Or whatever?
No.
Yeah. They won that whole shebang. I was proud of them.
I'm impressed. Isn't that Chandler? Sam Houston State?
I don't know. Chandler is Texas Tech. Steve Moore is Sam Houston.
Oh, you're right. Marmalade.
Daniel started at Sam Houston. Finished up at A&M.
Oh, really? Yeah. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, man. He's got his master's degree from...
Get the fuck out of here. Really?
A&M, yeah.
Jesus. Good for him. Jesus. I did not know that.
Yeah. I'm not trying to go to school that long.
I'm not trying to go to school at all.
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid that shit, too. So, if all you motherfuckers listening can make us rich, that'd be great.
That'd be fantastic.
That'd be awesome.
Well, it's been a pretty good episode. What do you think?
Yeah, we'll call it. Yeah, sun's about to come down. It's going to start shining into my eyeballs here before too long.
Yeah. Good call.
Pretty sure the wife is still working and baking the baby.
Well, still baking.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Dude, I'm stoked. I'm just ready for that fucker to be here.
What, you got?
I am too. I'm not going to lie to you.
3 more months?
August.
Yeah.
Oh.
August.
3 more.
She shows up. My life changes. She turns 13. I throw her out of the house. That's just how shit works, bro.
Well, that's the rules.
Apparently, that's just how females work.
That's the rules.
It's like the second that they have their period. Get rid of them because they go crazy.
Good day to you, sir.
Just remember, make sure if she brings over a boyfriend to make sure you're cleaning your guns or sharpening your knife. That's
a given.
That's how I was raised.
I will be right there with him doing that. That's how that's going to work.
I'll just punch him in the face.
I will be there to restrain that to the best of my abilities.
No, you'd be amazed how many guys fled my house when Dad's just sitting there sharpening a knife, and when I say a knife, we're talking a knife.
Yeah,
cleaning his guns. Yeah,
going the full Crocodile Dundee knife. The Bowie knife out.
Now that's a knife.
That's not a knife. This is a knife. But either way, yes.
But you also treat him self-defense because I was always taught. You might be 5'2". Kick him in the nuts and run like hell. Yeah.
And if...
There's nothing wrong with that. That's a great idea.
If I build a gym in my garage and he starts coming over, I mean, maybe he'll be big enough to actually do something at that point in time, too.
I sincerely doubt that, but we'll see.
I mean, we got 13 fucking years, bro.
You might.
Me.
Well, we're going to go ahead and call it, Brett. So...
Cheers, people.
Yeah, man.
Cheers, bro. We'll see if we can get it done next week.
Oh, yeah.
What are you getting all upset about?